Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, I am so excited to be with you today and to talk about something that's especially relevant at this time of year as we go into the holiday seasons. I can't believe how quickly this year has passed and that we're already into December, right? We just came off of Thanksgiving, and the holidays are an amazing time, but they can also be a time where we can start to feel lonely, we can start to feel sad, and old traumas, grief can come back up around this time of year, and it's incredibly normal. And what I want to talk to you about today is, how do you put yourself into a better state of mind? Dare I say, how do you become optimistic about your life? And let's take it one step further. How do you become psychotically optimistic about your dating life and your love life? For those of you who have followed us in the 13 years that we have been around, I have been espousing our philosophy of psychotic optimism for over a decade now. And what is psychotic optimism, right? Psychotic optimism means you are optimistic about your dating life and your love life. And psychotically, I know that that word can rub some people the wrong way, especially therapists and people in that type of practice. But I mean this affectionately with a little bit of humor around it. When I say psychotically optimistic, it means we stay optimistic even when things are going sideways, even when we've hit a dry patch in the dating world, we've been broken up with, we can't meet somebody that we're feeling chemistry with, maybe we got ghosted by somebody, maybe we got friend zoned by somebody. Staying optimistic about the fact that love is out there for you. There is a lid to your pot. And so I want you today to take all of the tips that I'm going to give you about how to become a psychotic optimist about your life and imbibe them. And if you do these things, I promise you, it takes some work, as all big things in life do. But as you start to do these things and systematically bring them into your life, you will feel better about yourself and you will feel better about your life. Now, let's talk about psychotic optimism. The first thing I want you to do is to tell yourself during this holiday season, peak dating season, which is coming up around the corner, I want you to tell yourself, this is my mantra. Okay, self, love will come to me. It's a when, it's not an if. It is certain that I'm going to find the lid to my pot, no matter what, no matter how old I am, no matter where I live, no matter if I've never been married, no matter if I've been married and divorced five times, no matter if I had my soulmate passed early, new great love is coming to me. It's a when, not an if. And all I have to do is continue to date until I find this person. I want you to believe in your core that the lid to your pot exists. Because if you don't believe it, what good is going to come of that? If you say to yourself, I'm going to be a psychotic pessimist, which so many of us are, and we don't even realize that, it's like, meh, why bother? It's not out there for me. I'm just going to do nothing or keep doing the same old stuff and wait for something to plunk into my lap. No, you don't want to do that. You want to be absolutely optimistic. But then I'm not telling you to live in a fantasy world and say, I'm psychotically optimistic and that the perfect lid to my pot is going to fall right into my lap. I want you to also be realistic. Love does exist for you, but the reality is that it's going to take some work, and it's going to take you changing up your mindset, changing up the things you're going to do, changing up the amount of work you put into this to find the lid to your pot. So you are psychotically optimistic that the lid to your pot exists, but you are realistic and knowing that Jeff Bezos ain't going to Amazon Prime your boo to your mailbox in 48 hours because you're manifesting them. You're going to have to do some work to get there. So hopefully this makes perfect sense for you. So being psychotically optimistic knows that your lid is out there and it knows that it's going to take some work to get there. So here's probably 12 things, I think, on this list of things that I've banged out for you. I'm looking at my own mindset and what we teach our clients on a weekly basis at Smart Dating Academy, right? Because dating is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And how do people stay in the game long term, even when the chips seem down, right? The first thing I want you to know is that you're not always going to be optimistic, right? And you don't always want to take the fantasy rose-colored view. But I want you to identify in your mind that negative voice that comes to you. And most times we can take that negative voice and we can isolate it. Some of us don't even hear it, right? But when you hear that voice that might be saying to you, whatever, Bella, love doesn't exist for me. I'm too old. I'm too out of shape, blah, 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 blah. That's a crazy person that lives inside of your head that clutches at you all day long, telling you all of the bad things that are going to keep you stuck. I want you to know in your mind, identify there's a crazy negative person that lives inside of my head. Now think of the most awful name that you can, right? Someone that you didn't like, somebody that bullied you when you were young, a name that you hate, and name this crazy person in your head. When Jaden, my daughter, was little, we taught her how to do this. And the voice inside of her head that gave her all these negative thoughts, we called it Alvin. So Alvin in our house is the negative, crazy person that lives inside of your head. So feel free to hijack the name Alvin also if you would like to, or name it Sylvia, name it whatever. I've heard my clients give it lots of names. So I want you to separate yourself from the negative voice in your head. Right? When you start to hear that, just say, oh, that's Alvin again, and personify that, right? And tell Alvin to stop talking and talk back to Alvin. What, Alvin? That's you up to your old antics again. That's not true. Love does exist for me. It's a when, not an if. I know this is going to be hard because I'm a realist, but I know that the only way to stay single forever is to do nothing or to keep doing the same thing over and over again. So name that voice and learn to quiet that voice, right? And then what I want you to do, the second thing is what we call positive reframing. There's so many people that will constantly revert to the negative instead of going to the positive. But what I want you to do is learn how to positively reframe all of your thoughts that are reframable. Let's say, you know, you're a person that, you know, just said, oh, my entire day was ruined because it rained outside. And whenever it rains outside, it's gloom and doom. And I can't do the things that I wanted to do today. So, oh, the rain ruined it. Now, I would say to you, okay, is there something positive that came out of this? You couldn't do what you wanted to do today. Maybe your lawn work. What did you do? Well, maybe that gave you the opportunity to binge watch a Netflix series that all of your friends on Facebook have been telling you to watch. Maybe you got to read a book and curl up and stay in your pajamas on a Saturday when you didn't have to go out and do lawn work. Can you reframe the negative to be positive? Catch yourself and say, if you're starting to feel bad, can I reframe this thought? We do this a lot, right? When, let's say you're feeling kind of bad about yourself and you're feeling bad about your job and you go to work and your boss that normally says hi to you every morning and says good morning when they walk in, walks right by you. And you were like, oh my God, maybe they're ready to fire me. Right? She always says hi to me, but she didn't say hi today. Oh, now maybe you at that moment, you can say, Alvin, hold on a second. Why am I assuming this is about me? If my boss walked right past me, maybe I can reframe it. My boss was thinking about something else in her life that she needed to do, and she didn't see me. Maybe my boss wears contacts and she didn't have her contact lens sitting there and she didn't see me. Reframe your negative thought to a positive thought that's realistic and a realistic interpretation, and you'll find yourself feeling so much better so quickly when you teach yourself how to do this. Okay. Now, the third thing I want you to do, and I just went through this exercise this week on my own because I was feeling a little down and out. You know, I've written in our newsletter, my mom was in the hospital for 8 days. I'm watching my dad age. My college daughter was home and had some ups and downs, right? And it's times can get hard sometimes, right? And so what I did, I wanted to get myself into the good Bella Gonde psychotically optimistic space. And so what did I do? I'm a list maker. And so I made two lists, okay? What are the things in my life that bring me joy, right? And I wrote down things like, you know, what gives me joy is getting outside for a walk, right? And I've lost touch with some of these things because I'm so busy. I'm a wife, a daughter, a mother of two teenagers. I'm a business owner. I'm a friend. I'm a colleague. I'm so many things, but sometimes I lose track of myself and what brings me joy. And so one of the things was reading something every single day, getting out for a walk, learning something new. And you know what I've done for the last 7 days, I've done exactly those things that bring me joy because I lost touch with those things. And when I sat down to make that list, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so simple. I'm going to start to put these things actively into my life. And I've started to do them. And the other list that I made concurrently with that was a list of things that sap the joy from my life. What are the things that are the buzzkills that I hate doing? And I started to make a list of those things. And guess what I'm going to do? Some of those things I can't stop doing, but some of those things I can outsource and have other people do. Some of those things I can't change and I have to do, but I cut out half of those things by outsourcing them. And it's been amazing. Just leveling up with those two lists. Make yourself a list. What brings you great joy and what saps you of energy? Do more of the joyful things. Get rid of the energy sappers and watch your optimism and therefore your psychotic optimism start to increase as you do more things that make you happy, right? Now, the fourth thing I want you to do is look at the company that you're keeping in your life. Who are the people that you spend the most time with? Maybe it's your colleagues at work. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your friends. I don't know who these people are, the things that you listen to. Are these people positive or are they Debbie Downers? Are they negative? When I spend time with people that complain, that are gloom and doom, I start to feel negatively and I have to unplug myself from those people and go back to things that elevate me, that put me in that positive mindset. Look at the people that you are spending time with. Maybe you're listening to them on podcasts. Maybe you're listening to them on the news. Whatever it is, if you are feeling down, look at the company that you're keeping and then think about people in your life that are more positive. Start spending time with those people. Maybe you need to add more positive people to your life. Do a consultation with me, but start working with us and our team. Get a coach, get a therapist, get somebody who's going to lift you up and be one of those positive elevator people that elevate you in your life. But look carefully at the company that you're keeping. And if you feel like these people are negative, it's time to rebuild your circle of people so that you are constantly buoyed up by positive energy from positive people. Remember, positive people aren't living out of reality. They're not Pollyanna, Panglossian people, but they're people that generally are the glass half full people. Those are the people that you want around you as much as possible. Okay. Now, the next thing that you can do is volunteer and give back. Whenever I'm feeling sad and down, I do something that's special for somebody else. Maybe you love pets. You can go to a shelter and volunteer with your time. Maybe you love going to nursing homes and singing carols to some of the senior citizens that are there. Maybe you want to go into an orphanage and bring gifts to children. Do something that is going to make you feel like you have put some some love into the world. And it's okay that acts of generosity are ultimately self-driven because we feel better, but isn't it better to make ourselves feel better by doing something good for someone else than not? Volunteer yourself, right? And think about where you can give back and go do that. If doing philanthropy, volunteering, giving of your time, your effort, or your resources make you feel so good about your life, right? And that gets into my next point is being grateful for what you have. And we pay gratitude short shrift, guys, but there are oodles and oodles and oodles of studies that show, again, becoming optimistic also requires retraining your brain to look for what's good in your life. And if you can put yourself into the discipline of journaling every single day to write down the good that is in your life, and specifically granularly, the good things that have happened to you, and you do this day by day by day, watch how you start to look for what's good. You are retraining your brain that might veer towards negativity to look for what is good. Don't just think, oh yeah, I thought about the three things today, writing them down. These are all things that retrain our brains to be positive. Look for what's good. Look for the great things that have happened to you today. Maybe that steaming cup of black coffee with a little bit of vanilla flavoring brought you joy this morning. Write that down so that you know, oh my gosh, I really do have some good things in my life. And that can be one of the things that brings you joy. And you put more of those things into your life on a daily basis. But all of this requires consciousness, right? And that's what I want you to think about, being conscious and being mindful. But gratitude journaling on a daily basis will begin to change your life, right? And the next thing I want you to do is move your body. Okay, I told you walking brings me joy. For those of you who know me, you know I work out pretty religiously. I'm a runner, I'm a Pelotoner, I'm an ellipticer, but I love to walk. Do something that moves your body every single day. It's not just your physical health that will reap great rewards for this, but your mental health. The endorphins and the hormonal surges of happiness that we get when we move our bodies, they're unparalleled. I work out and move as much for my mental health as I do for my physical health. I want you, while you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you're going to put it on repeat and you're going to take notes of all of the things that I say, but I want you to listen to this podcast while you're walking. Go for a walk and have me in your ear telling you I am psychotically optimistic for you. I know the lid to your pot is coming, and I want you to surround yourself with that positivity. Maybe listen to me all the time, over and over again, but put that positivity into your life. Be grateful that you have the opportunity to listen to things like this that can shower you with all of those good, fun things, right? And so now that you're exercising and you're going to listen to me while you're walking, I want you to do something that stirs things up for you. Maybe something that makes you nervous every single day, because that means you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Along with gratitude journaling, maybe you can write down something that you've never done that you can do before. Doing something that pushes you a little bit out of your comfort zone builds your confidence. Maybe it's tomorrow when I'm at the grocery store, I'm going to say thank you so much to the cashier and give them a genuine compliment about the job they did, about the beautiful color of their eyes. Do something that pushes you just a little bit out of your comfort zone every day, because that is what builds confidence. That is what builds skills. And it builds a little adrenaline in your system, a little bit of excitement. And it's going to make you feel better, more competent, and like you're on this quest for personal growth. Okay. Do one thing today that scares you or pushes you out of your comfort zone. And when you listen to this, write a comment about it. Give us a rating. writing, whatever you want to do, and write what you learn and the thing that's going to make that you're going to push yourself out of your comfort zone to do. I want you to be accountable to yourself. Heck, be accountable to me. I read the reviews. So do something that's going to scare you and build your confidence. You will start to go, oh my gosh, I'm learning so many new things and I'm feeling better about myself because I'm becoming more confident. Amazing. Okay. Now, I want to tell you about the next thing, which is something that's so near and dear to my heart. Great, happy music inspires me and makes me feel really, really happy. Can you identify, sit down, maybe get on Spotify, get on Apple Tunes, go to YouTube, whatever free service you have or paid service, and think about the songs that just bring you joy or bring you back to a beautiful, happy time in your life. I've got dozens of those songs for me that make me feel like I'm invincible. I'm on top of the world. They make me feel empowered. Those are the songs on my running playlist, right? Because they make me go better, faster, stronger. Think about your life, different points in your life. Maybe it was grade school. Maybe it was high school. Maybe it was college. Maybe it was when you were young and wild and free. Think about 10 songs that make you happy. Heck, start with 3 to 5 and play those every single day and start to rewire your brain that when you start to hear those songs, you feel happy. Oh, here's my happy playlist. I'm going to feel happy, but make that playlist. Do this religiously, and you're going to start to say, oh my gosh, this is my happy song. I know I'm supposed to feel happy when I listen to this, right? And second to last point in psychotic optimism and making yourself feel good and feel joyous, connect with somebody. Connect with a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Maybe you can mend a fence with somebody that you burned a bridge with that you really miss in your life. Maybe you can call a relative that's lonely that you haven't talked to in a while. Call your kids, call your mom, call a neighbor, go for a walk. Connect with someone that you haven't. Relationships are what make us happiest in life as human beings. You have so much love in your life, right? Make a list of all of the people that love you. If you think that you're out there by yourself and you don't have love in your life, ground yourself by making a list of all of the people that love you. There are so many people. Look at the love that you already have in your life. And then pick one of those people, call them on the phone. Don't text them. Develop that connection with somebody. Talk to them live. When I connect with my favorite people in my life, sometimes I wonder, oh my gosh, how am I going to call so-and-so today? I don't have time. And when I do, I am so happy and I feel so much better when I've connected with one of my besties. Okay. And so these things that I have told you, I think there were 12 in here, will make you feel so much better, more optimistic about your life and more psychotically optimistic about your love life. And now the peak dating season is going to come, you guys. I want you to think about, remember, being realistic. What are you going to do now that you're in a better state of mind to take steps to change up your dating life? What are you going to do for online dating? Are you going to do new photos? Are you going to change up some text in your profile? Are you going to change up the apps that you're on? Are you going to look at the radius of people you're searching on? What are you going to change up in your dating life? And what I want to encourage you to do is, if this resonates with you and if you're feeling good and psychotically optimistic and you haven't yet invested in yourself because you haven't believed in the opportunity or believed in the fact that love is going to come to you, reach out and send us a note. Invest in working with us for peak dating season. I promise you, nothing but good will come from this. Is love going to come to you automatically? No, it's not. But you are going to stay psychotically optimistic about your chances to find love, because I and my psychotic optimists on my team, Eileen, Michelle, Lindsay, Anissa, Carla, Martha, you guys know everybody. We are all there to be your village. Come with us, work with us, join our one-on-one programs, do a consultation. If you can't spring for that, listen to old podcast episodes. But I want to leave you with the note of you can become more optimistic about your dating life, about your love life. Hell, you can even become a psychotic optimist. Play this episode again and again. Send it to your friends and family. Send it to the elevator people that you love and let them know you're a person that is so optimistic and you're a person that I want to spend more time with because you're one of the most positive people I know. I send you this with love. I send you lots of psychotic optimism for peak dating season. And I can't wait to see you again next week. Big love until then. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love, follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.